This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah talks about how he's going to pull, or how our souls are going to be pulled out through the English translation says through our forelocks, right? Through our foreheads, through, they're going to be ripped out.
No. If he does not desist, we will surely drag him by the forelock. A lying, sinning forelock.
For a believer, it's just a little perspiration. With my functional neurology, what area now do you think science should support religion and your religion should support your science? If they're right. Where do you think you make that final decision whether you do something or you inhibit that bad action? That's the forehead. That's the frontal lobes. That's the forelock. That's the brain. There's no way we knew that 1,500 years ago. I mean, remember, just a few hundred years ago, people thought women didn't have a brain. They thought, you know, the Christians didn't think women had a soul forever, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, here's the Quran 1,500 years ago or so telling us that this is where you're going to be punished from or pulled out through when you're a bad guy. And that's your final inhibition, that's your final initiation of the good or bad you decide to do. It's the forehead, it's the forelock. So it's really science, religion, it all agrees for me.
People wondered, is there something different about the brain of somebody who does violent acts, particularly repetitive violent acts, in comparison to an ordinary person's brain? But not very much was known about it until the last maybe 15, 20 years, particularly as we entered the era of the magnetic resonance imaging, front part of the brain called the orbital frontal cortex. That area is involved in moral decision making, in figuring out what's right versus what's wrong, that we learn as we grow up and are instructed by our parents and our teachers. So if that area of the brain is not operating at full tilt, it may be possible then to carry out an act which would be repugnant and very much against the law.
The biological roots of crime. He's narrowed in on a part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex. One of its primary roles is moderating social behavior.
Here's a normal individual with good frontal lobe functioning. Here's an example of the 42 murderers we had. You can see a distinct lack of activation in that prefrontal cortex. That's the emerging. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِ بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ.
If you're not yet Muslim and you tune in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. And if you like this episode of The Dean Show, like this video, share this video far and wide, and support us on our Patreon page so we can continue this work. Thank you for tuning in. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.